Hey, Corrine, how are you?
Good. How are you, Tareen?
Good, good. Another show on with Angel Coaches, and we're going to be talking about dream interpretations tonight, right?
Yes, it's very exciting because we dream every night, don't we?
Yes. I never get dreams about Matthew McConaughey. I really would like to have them. You know, go figure. But anyway, there's a lot of different types of dreams, and I know we dream because a lot of times angels talk to us in dreams, or we dream about the future. But you have a list of dreams that we dream about, the types of dreams. What are they?
There are a lot of different kinds of dreams, and you know, that's what creates such confusion when people dream, because they'll say, you know, I dreamt about, you know, just random things. It seems random, right? So it helps to kind of understand the different types of dreams that we have and the purpose that they serve. There are six different types of dreams that we have. There's the clearing dream, and then there's the teaching dream. There's a problem-solving dream, precognitive dream, prophetic, and outside interference. And we can go over those quickly if you like.
Yes, and then we'll say the fun magical ones. We'll say the fun magical ones for the last. Okay, so yeah. Right.
The fundamental. Well, the most types of dreams that we have, you know, especially when you've been asking for, you know, answers to questions, or you've been praying a lot, or you know, you've been asking for help with something. Those are the dreams that will come through as teaching dreams, or problem-solving dreams, or precognitive dreams. And in those dreams, you'll either get the answer to the question that you've asked, or you'll be given a symbol or some insight into what your next step should be. Or there'll be a great lesson that will be revealed to you in the dream.
Oh, wow.
And those are the really great ones. The outside interference ones are the ones that are kind of funny. Those are the ones where, you know, you'll be watching a TV show. You know, I watch a lot of those, you know, Discovery Channel things, or, you know, the crime solving ones. And then sometimes you'll go to sleep and you'll have dreams about the entire crime solving event that took place. You know, the murder, the mystery and all that. And you'll be like, what does this mean? And it really means nothing. Those dreams are just outside interference. You know, a lot of times, like if the dog next door is barking and you're really upset, and all of a sudden you'll go to sleep and you'll dream about a dog barking in your dream, those dreams are just outside interference dreams. And those will happen every once in a while.
Okay, well, that's cool. So it's like your own version of Clue when you have the dreams that you remember. So play that as kids. And then people can, if you want to get answers like to things, I know that I've had dreams where, you know, my angels will talk to me in them, or I'll have dreams about things coming from the future things are going to happen, not only to me, but to different people. But a lot of times we want to dream about, let's say, an answer to a situation that we're going in, a life choice, you know, or when am I going to meet the man or the woman, or when am I going to get a job, I think are big, big, big questions that a lot of people have. How do you get the answers in dreams? I mean, I know that we talked about that and we teach workshops with it, but how do you get the answers? How can you teach yourself to dream or to connect with those kinds of dreams?
Well, the important thing is, you know, just to ask and have the intention of the answer, and allowing it to be revealed to you through the dream. So before you go to bed, you know, each night, think about what it is that's on your mind, or what you need help with, or what you would like to have answered, or just your next steps to solve a certain situation, and pray to your angels to have that be revealed to you, you know, and then just go to sleep. And if it doesn't happen that night, it will happen. And even if you don't remember your dream, you'll pick up the message, you know, on an unconscious, subconscious level, and you'll carry it through with you. Your soul will carry that lesson or whatever it is, and you'll feel different in the morning when you wake up. But just make it a habit of always asking before you go to sleep to have the answers be revealed to you, and they will. And they come through in a lot of different forms. Your angels will show up in your dream sometimes, or you'll receive a symbol or a sign. And even not even when you're dreaming, too, you'll receive the messages maybe even the following day. You might listen to a song the next day, and, you know, the message will be given to you in the song.
Oh, that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, or you can ask for a song, you know, in your dream, your angels. I mean, you've gotten messages like that where you've had a series of events before and after to show you that the answer that you're getting or the question that you've asked has already been answered, and the angels are confirming it for you, right? We share right. with you.
You actually, there was a period of time where, you know, I was debating on whether or not I should leave the current company that I was working for. It was in the retail industry, and, you know, it was in the corporate world, and I wanted, you know, to do what we do now, which is, you know, teach our spiritual workshops and go in a different direction. And I was struggling with that, really struggling with it. And, you know, I had been asking for signs, and, you know, one night, I was dreaming that, you know, I had gone, back to the office that I worked at, and, I was really unhappy in the dream, but everybody around me was really, really happy to see me. And I remember going, you know, this doesn't feel right. And I went into another room. When you were in the dream, Terry, I told you you were in the dream.
Was that skinny? That's always when I want to be, slim and beautiful. And beautiful, okay.
You were skinny and gorgeous and wearing a hot, sexy outfit.
Nice, okay.
As always, right?
Yeah, you know, never a bad hair day.
Never a bad hair day, never a bad outfit.
I say you can never be too rich, too thin, too gorgeous, right? You know, so.
And there was lots of money in the room.
Nice. Okay.
No, I'm kidding. But you were in the room, and I think there was like another angel that was in that room. And I remember walking into the room and going, "This is where I need to be." Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, a woman, a coworker of mine, called me out of that room, and she's like, "You know, come with me on a ride somewhere." And we were driving away, you know, from the office, and then all of a sudden, the car started going backwards, really fast, back to the office.
Wow.
And then I woke up, and I immediately, when I woke up, thought to myself, this dream is so clear to me. It's basically, always when you're in a car, it's basically, you know, the car represents you, who you are, right? And the direction that you're going is always showing you the direction that you are really going in your life, whether you're going forward and progressing in your life or you're going backwards and regressing. So the fact that car was going backwards was telling me that if I go back to the office, back to this place, back to this career, it's not the right place for me. And then, you know, the angel and you showing up in the next room was telling me that it was the right place for me to be. So it was a great dream, and it gave me absolute confirmation. Yeah.
Well, you know, we've got a lot of good stuff happening, too, that, we're working together with angel coaches. And I know people are listening, so if you have a dream you want to share or ask a question about, give us a call on BBS Radio. Or if you have a psychic question, give us a call because we'll answer them. Because Karina and I have been talking to angels since we were little, young, right?
That's right.
Yeah, we're always forever 21. Wow, so that was a confirmation of what you're here to do, right? Your soul's purpose. That's good.
That's right.
That's really good. Have you ever, I always have dreams. I'll share this with you guys, or you and whoever else wants to listen. But I always have dreams about where I'm moving to, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'll have it a few months or sometimes a year before I move. And it was so weird. I used to live in Miami Beach. I live in Fort Lauderdale Beach now. Something about the ocean, I suppose. But in the dream, I had it about a year before I moved to Miami Beach, and I saw myself in this place. And I walked out, and I saw the ocean, and I saw because we lived right on the beach, and I saw the pool, and then the ocean, and the chairs, and the inside of the building. So I went to see a friend of mine, and she had just moved into this place, and she was in Miami Beach. And so I drove down there, and I walked into the place, and she showed me inside and outside. And I go, Jen, you're not going to believe it. I had a dream about this place, a year ago, and I knew I was supposed to live there. Well, I couldn't figure out how I was going to do it because my daughter, you know, I wanted her to be in a different school system than in Dade County. And so long story short is that she moved in with her father, and then set of circumstances happened where I was able to move to Miami Beach, but I was shown that dream before I ever got it, you know, so, or before I ever moved there, which is kind of cool, you know, too, as well.
Wow. Oh my gosh. If we can get those kind of dreams that always tell us the next place we're going to move to, that would have been
cool.
Great for me.
Yeah. Right.
And that's happened all your life, right?
Yeah, I've had dreams about where I was going to move to about a year, like, wow, last June, I had a dream about a guy that I was going to get involved with. And, so I was like, and I got a really clear description of him. So that was pretty amazing too. So I know that if women and men want to dream about the guy that they want or girl that they want to get involved with, just ask, you know. And, but I tell you what it did do is I was almost going to go, because I traveled around a lot last year, you know, with my book and the workshops, and I was going to go to North Carolina and stay with a friend of mine that, you know, he and I have been friends since we were 14, and I wasn't sure what was going to happen, you know, but there was always something there, and the angel said, Tari, you're not supposed to go, and I was like, oh, man, it was 6 days before I went, Corrine, and I changed that flight and went to see my father instead, which I was going to do, but I just bumped it up a couple of weeks and went to see my dad. And that was the way it was supposed to be, because when I saw my dad, we were able to iron out a lot of things. And long story short, my friend and I are still friends. So we've been since we were 14. He's involved with somebody, and you know, and we just have a great friendship, which is the way it's supposed to be. You know what I mean?
Oh, so, that's wonderful. Oh, yeah. That's wonderful.
Have you ever had a dream like, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, like a warning dream, right? That's telling you that this is don't go this way, go the other way.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, the dream that I just described to you was absolutely like that. Don't go back there. Go this way.
Yeah.
But oh my goodness, if we could all have dreams like that where it's telling you don't you know, watch out, don't go into this relationship. There's someone better for you. Oh, we would all be in a better place, wouldn't we?
Yeah, right. We never get involved. You know, it's so funny because I've always been able to see angels since I was three, but I've been in situations, don't do this tree, don't buy this car, don't go out with this guy. And I'm like, well, that's no fun, you know, because you want the great car, you know, or you want the what you think is a great guy. And there's always a reason when you just listen to your thoughts or the answers that come to you. You know what I mean? Because you always know.
Right.
And you have the angels that help you with dreams too as well. So I think prophetic dreams are dreams that we have. Have you ever had a prophetic dream? Like things are going to happen in the future?
Yes, absolutely. There was a period of time when, you know, this was when I was a teenager, you know, I would get, you know, strong feelings about, and this is when I was really very conscious, okay, you know, of you know, I guess with the gifts that we're born with, for lack of a better term. And I was, you know, getting impressions that a friend of mine was going to get into an accident.
Wow.
And I had been, you know, seeing multiple friends get into car accidents. I mean, this was in high school when we're all reckless drivers back then.
Well, right?
You just learn how to drive, you know, so, you know, you know, these were, you know, were kids back then. So, you know, I was seeing them getting into accidents, and then the following night or the same night, I would get it in the daytime. And then at night it would be shown to me in the dream again, exactly the same vision, to the point where I really could not sleep anymore until I called the person in the morning. I would stay up 24 hours all the way through the night just because I could not sleep, because every time I slept, I had the dream about the accident. So I would be calling my friends, telling them, I know this sounds crazy, but please just wear your seatbelt today. I just have a feeling that something's going to happen. You know, of course, they don't listen, and then something would happen. Thank God none of them, you know, really got into such terrible accidents, except for one. You know, he went to the hospital, but he was fine. But, yeah, so those were kind of like
the prophetic. Wow, that's,
like, yeah.
We're able to help people. That's cool. Great. You know, good deal. So, I, you know what? I have a friend of mine, and that when 9/11 happened, she and I, we had seen, had a dream about it before, about 6 or 7 months before it happened. I know this is such a touchy subject with a lot of people, but we did. And instead of the plane crashing, instead of it crashing into the Twin Towers, I actually saw it going into the Statue of Liberty. I'm like, what am I seeing here? And I'll never forget, you know, and she and I talked about it afterwards, that when you see something like that, what do you do? What do you say? Do you have any suggestions? Because we saw it. I mean, you know, we just didn't know what to do with it, you know, because, mm-hmm. and we talked about it, you know, what if you get a prophetic dream like that? How do you handle it? Because I know people have those kinds of dreams. What do you say?
I would say that if you're in the position to be able to really reach out to someone, you know, or do something, because I think there were a lot of people during the time of 9/11 that were having, I mean, I've seen like documentaries about people that had the same kind of prophetic dreams or prophetic visions. And, right. you know, they were writing letters to the government, you know, and reaching out in every avenue that they could, you know, and, a lot of it wasn't, no one really took heed of it, or they did or something, but you know, they did what they could is the point. They did what they thought they could do, in the best avenues that they knew of.
Right.
So I would say definitely if you get a prophetic dream like that where it's on a global scale, I know for you too, didn't you say that there was a period of time where you were, you had dreams about, like a natural disaster, like before Hurricane Katrina or something like that, right?
Yeah, it was like, it just freaked me out, you know? So I shouldn't say it like that, shouldn't I? I was like, I didn't know what to do, you know? And I mean, I think about it now, because I've had some prophetic dreams, and you and I talked about them pretty recently, and I know you have as well. And I'm just journaling them, and all I do is, mm-hmm. in meditation, I go, just show me what I'm supposed to do. And sometimes it's just about expanding your awareness, you know, like, you know, where you're able right. to get the dreams, but also get the answers, you know what I mean? And, and that's what I'm realizing too is important, just to meditate, keep yourself at a higher vibration, because when you do that and don't get bogged down with the dream so much and what it means, and just say, okay, give me the answer now, or give me what I should do through another dream or through a thought or an idea or set of circumstances, then that really does help. And then you also can start sending, you know, I believe thoughts are things. So, you know, when you have a prophetic dream that, and sometimes it's not a natural disaster, it's something fun and magical. So, and that's always good. But if you have the, you know, just to keep your vibration high and just ask, send light and love to yourself first. Cause, you know, if you're doing well, then you can help others. And then sending it to whatever, whoever the circumstances that it is, just saying, hey, give me some ideas about if I'm supposed to do anything, you know, or what I'm supposed to do, or who I'm supposed to talk to. So that's something that a friend of mine taught me, you know, which I'm pretty clear about. Right. And that's been recently. And you've helped me too with that too, as well, because I remember talking to you about it because you've had some similar dreams. And then we talked about the archangels that help us with that. I think for prophetic dreams, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's Archangel Jophiel. Did I say that right? I'm always getting you. Remember me in words? How do you say Mitsubishi? Did I say that right?
Mitsubishi.
Hi. Yeah, I'm getting it. So, yeah. Anyway, another 100 times, Karine, never worry. I'll be able to say the word. Yeah, all right. But yeah, so Archangel Jophiel, you can ask for his guidance and he'll help you. And I believe in that. I think we've got lots of callers, don't we? Or a few callers.
We do. The first caller we have is Kimberly from Florida.
Oh, good. Hi, Kim.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Really good. And I know that you went out with your guy that you've been calling us about. So we kind of want to share that with people that are listening in. Kim, you tell the story. You went out with your guy and he likes your new car, right?
Yeah, well, I didn't go out with him. We sort of reconnected for a short amount of time. Yeah. I mean, we went out. We didn't go out on a date, but we reconnected.
Okay. Fair enough. That makes perfect sense. We women, we understand that. And some guys too. So, was it wonderful connecting with him?
Absolutely. It was like being, with my friend again.
Ah, nice. Okay. And, thank you for sharing. Do you have a question?
Yeah. Let me just comment about, can I comment about the dreams?
Sure.
I always ask the angels before I go to sleep for an answer in my dreams, but I can't figure out if I'm getting them or not, because I can't remember my dreams, but I'll be very specific, but I never get answers in my dreams ever. Now manifesting I can do, but the dream thing, I'm just a dum-dum. I can't figure it out.
I think that you get a lot of answers in your dreams, and then you see them with your signs, like the rainbows or the feathers, and you get thoughts and ideas.
What just happened? I always ask for rainbow signs, and I just asked for one about a half an hour ago. I said, "Oh my God, it's getting kind of gloomy out," and I started looking for rainbows. And then I thought, you know what? Don't look for them. If the angels want you to see one, they'll put it in front of you. Guess what? Oh. I'm just going over Cardstown Bridge, and guess what's staring me in the face is a beautiful rainbow right now.
Ah, oh, wonderful.
I can't,
that's wonderful.
I can't picture because I'm on my phone.
Oh,
goosebumps. And I did have a bad dream about my friend last night. I dreamt that he was with somebody else. But I was also, I hate those dreams. Oh.
Yeah, those are the kinds of dreams. What kind of dream is that, Corinne? Because you have a list of the dreams.
Yeah, that's okay. What that is called that's basically just a nightmare, and that's just basically your emotional response. And the reason why we have this kind of dreams is they're the most frightening dreams, right? Because it really impacted you. You had an emotional reaction to this dream. Now, it's important to pay close attention because it's a dream that's showing you that a fear has been blown out of proportion, okay? Or that something that you're suppressing is affecting you negatively. And that's your biggest fear, and that's why it's coming out in your dream to help you to release the fear and the negative emotions associated with that fear, okay? Because it's not happening. It's not truth, okay? But you're holding that within you because that's one of your biggest fears, right? So that's why it's coming up in your dream. It's just emotional release. And it's just, it's coming up for you to let you know that you need to release it, that you know that it's not true, and now you need to just let that go, okay? It's not coming up, to tell you that this is what's happening. Absolutely not.
I like that.
Absolutely not.
Oh, good, good. So rest easy, Kimberly, and remember what we talked about yesterday. So,
any little thoughts about him today?
Corinne, you go ahead first on this one.
Okay, he's still he feels very settled, satisfied. Okay, he is wondering about you. He does have deep-seated feelings for you, really strong emotions for you. Okay, but there is a part of him that does feel like he's satisfied. You need to call him. And it's going to be okay because I'm looking at the energy of when you call him, and the ultimate outcome of this phone call is absolutely positive. I see a strengthening of the bond between the two of you. Okay. He may step back a little bit because it's going to catch him a little bit off guard because you've never spoken your truth like this, but it's what he needs to hear and will initiate him going in the right direction to connect with you on the level that you're looking for. It really, really will. And it's just going to be like he's going to come back around. Like I'm looking at his energy. It's still like it's like a loop. It's like a full circle. Okay. He might step back a little bit as in just his reaction to what you're saying. And again, when you're talking to him, just tell him if he needs a little bit of time, then, he can absolutely have that and you can talk later on in the week, you know, but I do feel him coming right back around full circle. Your words will really have a positive impact and you need to do this for you, just for you. Okay. And come from a really strong place and be very clear, and have that kind of an inner strength where, you are okay with whatever the outcome is. Okay. But just know, I mean, it's going to be a positive outcome, but you need to come from a place of really allowing yourself to detach from any expectation or need. Does that make sense? But you need to call him. The time is right now. It's feeling like remember like what I was saying before to you, that the energy around it felt like it was, you could totally mold it, and then you did the I ams and all that, and then all of a sudden you bumped into him. It's still feeling that same way. You have right now is the time to do this, sooner rather than later. You just saw him, so.
Kim, I'm going to tell you something, and you know how I feel about the situation. You just need to be strong within yourself, and if you just say what you feel, not to get a reaction from him, but to share with him, and to find out where he's at. Ooh, I ended that in a prepositional phrase. Sorry about that. My dad always gets mad at me about that. Yeah, you too. And find out where he's going, and how's that? How he feels. If you do that for yourself, okay. But the most important thing is for you to know, to be able to share, not to get something from him, because you don't want to do that, but just to let him know how you feel, because what a gift to share with somebody that you really love them, and to find out if he has the same feelings, or could he ever have the same feelings for you, or if not, you wish him well and let him go. Okay? like Corrine, I do feel that if you are that strong with your intention, then it will, the outcome will be wonderful. But don't think about the outcome, will he show up or not? Just think about, you know what, the way I would do it is he's probably going to go, and that's just the way it is, but I'm going to be happy no matter what, because I've told my truth, instead of being happily miserable most of the time waiting for his call or waiting for him to connect with you. Does that make sense?
Yep. And, you know, honestly, I'm not really waiting for his call. I sort of just, like, let it go.
That's always good, too. Yeah. Letting go, and it's always good. So, anyway, I hope that helps you. And thank you for calling in and sharing your thoughts about the angels and the dreams. Hey, you said you can manifest really quick. What do you do?
Not,
I know I'd like to manifest really quick.
I'm just very specific and with what I want. I mean, down to, like, what I'm wearing.
Okay. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to manifest money, how would you do that?
I would say that little prayer that I like, all that is mine by divine right is now relevant and reaches me in great avalanches of abundance now under grace and miraculous ways.
That's wonderful.
And,
yeah.
I would just, think about how I wanted that money. I guess it doesn't really matter how the money shows up. And then I just let it go. And I do a lot of tapping with Margaret Lynch.
The people want to know about that can find it on
wonderful. Go to YouTube. I swear to God it works. Go to YouTube and type in Margaret Lynch. And she does this segment called Tapping for $50,000. And it's not, you're going to think I'm out of my mind saying this, but I swear to God, if you just listen to her and keep an open mind, that something will come out of it.
You know what? I know that it works because I have a friend of mine that he's got a book that's...
It worked for me last week.
Yeah, you got money last week, right?
Yep, I was doing tapping and I was getting a lot of signs from the angels. I was seeing a lot of sevens in different sequences. And then I was doing a tapping and I got it unexpectedly that I overpaid my taxes.
Okay.
I mean, come on. That, you know.
Well, you can never, it's good that you take care of Uncle Sam. You know what I mean? So you get money back. Good. You're one of the few. Anyway, thanks a lot, Kim, for calling. Okay. We appreciate you sharing.
I'll talk to you guys soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
What is that? We remember that line in Meet Joe Black, Corrine. You could, one thing you could always be sure of is death and taxes, right?
Great line.
Great line. So, anyway, do we have another caller? I think we do.
We do. We have Kelly from California.
Oh, cool. Hi, Kelly.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Doing well. Thank you for asking. How can we help you tonight?
Well, does my question have to be dream related?
No, it can be men related. We love talking about men. So. Just kidding. No, I'm not. Well, anyway, what kind of question do you have?
Well, my question is work related.
Okay.
I'm currently, I guess you could say, stepping back into my profession. I've been away for a while. And I just want to know if you see me being able to land anything soon. So I've been interviewing. I haven't interviewed lately.
Okay, you're not interviewing lately because Mercury went into retrograde, and I used to think that was just a bunch of poppycock, hogwash, whatever you want to say it. But in another 2 weeks, you do understand. Okay, good. If start interviewing at the end of retrograde, and something will show up, but it doesn't look like it's showing up for me. What pops in my head, or when I'm asking the angels, hold on 1 second. There's an angel showing up for me to tell you that career and I help with careers. hold on a second. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. Corrine, you step in because I'm going to have to think about this one. But in September, you get your job. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. It's Archangel Shamuel. Right?
Okay.
Shamuel.
Yes.
That's the one that I'm seeing. Does he help with careers? I don't know. He's showing up is what I'm saying. I think that's the angel that you're tuning into, right?
He helps with lost things. So if you've lost your career, he's helping you find it again. Yeah. There you go. Anyway, so I help with careers.
Yeah, I feel September too as well, so I'm with you, Tari. And it feels like there's going to be, there's two. These two jobs that I'm seeing in September are very, very different from each other, though.
Creative writing is one. I don't know why I just saw that.
Well, I do that.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
I don't make my living at it, but I've been constantly doing that. So that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, there's an opportunity coming up.
They're very different, though. Yeah. One is like, it almost feels like it's a retail job or something like that, or in the retail corporate, something feels very similar to what I used to do. But the other one is very, very different, and I can't quite pin the energy on that one, but they're not even connected. It's almost as if, like, you can go two different ways here. Like, you kind of can decide between two different careers is what it's feeling like to me. You're going to have a choice. Both these jobs are not similar at all. Yeah, it's not similar at all. It could just be that one pops up. An opportunity. What it feels like is like you're interviewing for this one position, but another one is offered to you instead. That's what it feels like.
I think I know what you mean.
You think you know what I mean? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Good, good. So that's what's coming up for you. It's all good. When you have a choice, it's great, right?
I'd rather have feast than famine any day, right? So that's always good.
Oh, yeah.
There's an ascended master showing up with you. I don't know if you believe in ascended masters. I mean, they're all the arms of God, the great I am. That's what I feel, the angels, ascended masters. He's wearing purple, and he has a, I think his name is Solomon. I don't know if you know who that is, but that's what he's showing me, the name Solomon. I think he's an ascended master. So go look him up, and he says, I'm helping you too. Okay?
Oh, wow. I definitely will look that up.
He's got a gold, he's trying to show it to me because I'm catching it, but he's got purple on, and then he's got like a gold crown or gold headdress or something. So anyway, go look him up, an Archangel Shamuel. But he helps you find lost things. So you've lost your career. He'll say, I'll help you find it again. Creative writing is there for you. That's what gives you passion, gives you juice. Really look at that, okay?
Okay, good.
Ask the angels to help you open doors for that, with that, okay?
Great. I will do that.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Kelly. Give us a call and go to angelcoaches.com because we've got a lot of cool classes there and manifesting calls that will help you manifest what you're looking to really have. Okay?
Will do. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thanks, Kelly. Okay. We've got two more callers on the line. We've got Tanya from British Columbia.
Oh, wow.
Hi there.
Hi, Tanya.
I think that's what the BC stands for, right, British Columbia?
Yeah.
I always remember history.
Catch up on geography, right?
Well, if you look at history, it was always before Christ. Every time, that's how I remembered it.
I like that better, before Christ.
Anyway, hey, Tanya, what's up? What kind of question do you have?
Well, I was hoping the angels could help me with a little situation. For 11 weeks now, my stomach has basically bloated overnight, and it's like 24/7 bloated. My doctor can't seem to find what's going on. I'm wondering if it's physical or spiritual or what's going on in there.
It's acid. 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 This is like, I'm sorry, Tree.
It's okay. Please.
Sorry. I just got it really, really, really fast. This is like, it feels like this is an emotional, spiritual, this is the physical response to something that is going on with you, emotionally. Something that, are you going through something? Usually when you have stomach problems, it's something that you're going through that you cannot stomach. There's something that you're going through that's why, you know, your stomach hurts. It just feels like I'm getting like a stinging sensation in my stomach. It feels like it's acid. It feels like it's acid, but it's totally treatable. I'm looking at this and this is temporary. This is not a disease or of any sort that cannot be treated. This is like totally temporary and tied with your, emotions. Is there something that you're going through that, you're having a difficult time with, that is causing you, you know, obviously a lot of just emotional discomfort.
Okay. I just basically have to work on my emotional body then, and that will clear?
It will. But also if you can make your body more alkaline than acidic, then that will help too as well. If you look at becoming more alkaline than acidic, then that will help give you some help too as well.
I just started incorporating for the last few weeks green smoothies first thing in the morning.
Okay, because that's what I'm seeing. More alkaline will help you. There's a guy who won a Nobel Prize in 1992. I can't remember what his name is, but he scientifically proved when if you make your body more alkaline than acidic, then bad stuff can't grow. So
Right.
I think it's like vinegar too, or something like that. You know, people drink the apple cider vinegar. They do like a shot a day. That's supposed to balance it out. I think all of those things were healthy because I'm really feeling like it's acid. I feel like a sharp pain in my stomach, and it feels just like acid. So try that, and I think you'll really see for them because this does not feel like it's permanent at all.
Yeah.
You've got a little bit of insight there. And meditation with working on your emotional body is really good. There is a guy. He's pretty well known. He's been on PBS and a lot of shows, and Wayne Dyer, but he has a great manifesting tape on our CD, or you can actually probably download it on YouTube, and it's How to Manifest Anything. Meditations for Manifesting, so that's something I'm seeing for you as well. I hope that helps.
Okay.
Great. You know. All right, take care, much love, and have a great weekend, okay?
You as well.
Thanks, Sonia. Okay. We've got Teresa from New Jersey.
Teresa, we know her, don't we? I believe we do.
Is this the same to Teresa?
I think so. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, how are you, Tere? How are you, Corinne?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. I actually have a dream that I would like your assistance with, if you don't mind.
Not a problem. Share with us.
Okay. My dream has actually happened two nights in a row, and I'm sewing something, and the person who's teaching me, I guess I'm not doing it right because she keeps hitting my hand with a ruler.
She's
finally,
fine.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. Finally, I think, I don't know how many times she did it, finally I just snapped and I just grabbed the ruler and I broke it in half and I'm running towards the door and there's three husky people stopping me from going out. And then my father turns me around and says, you have to go do this. You have to do it for me. And the look in his eye just scares me. And I just, I hug him and then I wake up. And it's been two nights in a row I've had this dream.
You know what? I always like dreams that are sewing, perhaps because I don't do it very well.
I don't do it at all.
Yeah. Well, I made a skirt in seventh grade, in that class. So that goes to show you how well I do it. What it feels like with you, it's about discipline, and I know you, okay? Mm-hmm. So it feels like it's about discipline, honoring yourself, and honoring your work, and getting into detail. You get, as we all do sometimes, get emotionally sidetracked. When I'm looking at it, the message that I'm getting is sewing, and Kareem may be getting something different. But sewing is to show you, it's to teach you discipline, and it's to teach you to take time, and it's to teach you to study your work, because you have made a point of saying that you have a global mission on this planet. So that's your dad, the woman that was teaching you. It's like, hey, do the work. You know, those who do the work, it's going to get the pay. Okay, and the pay is not necessarily money. The pay is, you know, rewards like you want in however you want them. But knowing you as I know you, and because you've worked with Karina and I for a while, one of the things that I see is that's what this dream is about. And you can't run away from it because it's like when you make an agreement to do something, you get a lot of rewards with it, but there's a lot of responsibility with it too. And that's kind of what this dream is about, I feel. How about you, Karina?
Mm-hmm. I absolutely agree with Tariq. And sewing, whenever you're sewing something, you're creating something new, right? So that's representative of the choice that you've made to do something, you know, with your soul's agreement, right? Because you're reawakening to your gifts, right? And that is creating something new within your life. So, but there are steps that you need to take to really make sure that you're really coming from a strong foundation, right? To appropriately sew whatever it is that you were sewing in the dream, to appropriately build that foundation for that something new that you're creating. I agree with Cherie on that one. The number three, that's significant too. The number three, what does the number three mean?
It's a Trinity, God the Father. Trinity.
Yeah. Oh, no wonder. Okay. So yeah, that totally ties into what you're doing, because you're mind, body, spirit, harmony, right? Which is important for the work that you're doing and building that foundation. So instead of skipping ahead, they called you back and they said, no, you're not doing it right. You've got to do this. And your father is there to tell you, you've got to do this the right way.
Yeah, so that's beautiful. I think the symbolism of that, too, is like God the Father, if you believe in God or a higher power.
Yeah, I do, yeah. Yeah, I just, like I said, I never dream about my dad, though. I just, you know, so, and the look in his eye just really, you know, maybe I should spend more time with him. I don't know. Like, I never dream about my dad, ever.
Well, to spend time with your dad, Andrew, and that's part of your work, probably, but also really ask what you need to do, what the steps are to take, that you need to take to get where you're going and what you've chosen to do, okay?
Right, right. Oh, thank you, ladies. Thank you so, so much. That was really enlightening for me. Thank you.
Take care.
You guys have a great weekend.
Okay.
Bye.
She's got two kids.
I know you can hear them in the background.
Anyway, do we have another caller? Peter.
We do. We've got I'm sorry?
Yeah, did we have Peter? Oh, no, we've got one before.
We've got Caroline from Canada.
Okay.
Hi, ladies.
Hi, Caroline.
Hi.
Thank you.
I got a quick question. I'm transitioning from one life to another, almost like a death process, but living it. And it's quite magical, but there's one aspect of it that I have a beautiful lake home that I'm endeavoring to sell so that I can move forth into my new life. And I'm wondering if you see it selling soon.
When did you put it on the market?
I put it on by myself, like tried to sell it by myself to save on real estate costs. So that was sort of like maybe the beginning of summer, like June. And I've had a lot of interest, but it's such a magical spot. Like the area is all quartz crystal, and I've got like at least 40 four-leaf clovers all framed. It's a real, real magical place. So I was sort of putting it out there for the most, like the person who falls in love with it the way I did, it would be graciously gifted to them, you know? And, but there hasn't been that sort, there's been interest, but, you know, but not the way, you know, for someone to give a serious offer. A few lowballs, but nothing serious.
Mm-hmm. Hey, can I ask you a question? Because this is popping up, two things here. I'm sorry, Corrine, is it okay?
Of course.
Okay. Do you have an Indian guide? Because there's an Indian guide showing up for you. Do you know about him?
It's on kind of like native land. It's on very, very sacred land that would have probably belonged to natives before. It's on a beautiful, pristine lake.
Okay.
It's absolutely gorgeous. So it could be some of the ancestors of that land, per se. But what happened to me was I honestly thought I was all happy in my little life there. And Yesha showed up and brought what he termed a divine counterpart into my life, and it changed everything upside down. So I'm like, I'm leaving my marriage, and all sorts of things are on the go, and a new life I'm moving into. So it's just that, you know, that weird void in between from the old to the new?
Yeah, it's like it's a pause moment. That's what I call them. Sometimes they...
Yeah, it's kind of like the lake home's like the pause, and then I can move to the new.
Okay, when I'm looking at the Indian guide, he's part of that, but he's also here with you.
Mm-hmm.
He guided you here, okay? And he said there's a step that you need to take before you move. I don't know what that is because I'm asking. And before you get the buyer, but there is a buyer on its way. This step this step is really for you. There's also Corrine, correct me if I say the jaguar kitty or cat kitty with you as well. It's one of your animal totems. Look at that. But there is one step that you need to do, or one little thing you need to do before that before it sells, or it's in the process. While you're doing that, it's in the process of selling. In the next couple of months, that home will be sold. That's what I feel. Okay.
Mm-hmm. By the end of the summer, absolutely.
Yeah.
And this month feels really, really strong. You're gonna find a buyer this month, and I think by the end of the summer it'll be sold. It feels really strong for this month.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to an agent on Sunday and sort of sign it up with an agent and sort of give the energy to them and see if
you okay,
can
maybe that's the step that you needed to take, okay? Maybe that's it right there. Because there's a, and it feels like that's probably it, putting it with a company. Okay. Oh, good. All right. It feels better because that feels what you needed to do. There was something that you needed to do. So just but continue
thank
to
you.
Ask. Okay,
thank
Caroline.
Thank you so much, ladies. I really, really appreciate it.
All right. Take care. Hey, go to our website, angelcoaches.com, because there's we have a class that you might enjoy. I was just asked to share that with you. So angelcoaches.com and look at some of the things we have on there. Okay. It may help you.
I
you may enjoy
still.
It.
Thank
right,
you, ladies.
Care.
Bye. Thank you, Caroline. Okay, our last caller for today is Peter from Miami, Florida.
I know Peter. We know Peter.
Oh, it's Peter.
Peter, pumpkin eater, right?
Hi, Peter.
How are you, ladies? Listen, we don't have to discuss how to understand women and all that, because I'm really good at that.
We're going to do that show next. It's going to be on women symbols and their meanings.
We're going to interview women. You and Willie, okay? So that's good.
But look, I just mentioned something called the pause, and I'm in a situation where I'm a total peace. I'm working very little. I mean, it's a part-time job, everything. But I'm a total peace, and I know I'm about to go somewhere else or do something else. But it's like I'm not allowed to worry about it, and I'm not allowed to even think about it. As soon as I start doing it, then I just go back to my little peace, and it's I'm just like in this thingy floating right inside the bay. I'm just like floating, and then just let's see. And it's most peculiar. So I want to know what you all thought.
About you're in that pause moment, and where do you want to be, Peter? Because I talked to you a few weeks ago. I think we all did something on the 4th, but where would you like to be?
Well, I would really like to have a full-time position where I can kind of get some money backed up, but also in a place where I could work professionally within a corporation in being like an inspirational speaker or some kind of a trainer or something like that. And there's a gentleman that I'm about to go see now, and he works for MasterCard, and he says that MasterCard is hiring big time. So I go, isn't that weird that I would go usually from working to a place where they hire, like a private industry place? And he's also very mystic and spiritual, and I just don't know. I have no idea. This one, I'm clueless.
You've had a lot of job opportunities, but they haven't suited you.
None of them come around. None of them.
Here's what I feel with you. It's like you've had opportunities, but there's still something, because it's not, we create our own destiny. I really believe that. I'm ending in a prepositional phrase again. that I think that you really need to be extremely detailed about what you're looking for, okay? And and you want to be a motivational, inspirational speaker. Kimberly, a few calls ago, said something really important. You've got to be detailed about it. And are you ready to leave the academic world? Because it feels like part of you is still holding on to that.
I'm just ready to go wherever I'm going to go, but I can't see even 2 feet in front of me. It's like I'm blind, and it could be right around the corner. But I've never been where I can't even smell it. I can't even sense it.
I know that you went through a lot of changes with careers, and I know you've looked. But it feels like be extremely detailed with it, down, as she said, down to the clothes you're wearing, and really work on manifesting it. She uses, I know, Wayne Dyer, the tapping method, all those things. So Meditations for Manifesting, by Wayne Dyer, actually he got it from a group of people, ancient people, and he said that it really does work. So that's what I feel, that it's right there for you, but be extremely detailed about it, okay? And there's something about you holding on to what you think it needs to look at like. I don't know what that means to you, but maybe release the form somewhat, or okay.
That's right. Yeah, we get stuck in the old forms, and then, I understand.
Okay, that's a message for you. Meditations for Manifesting, that's popping up for you again. That's what I get. Kareem, what do you get?
ask for a sign. I think you're waiting for something to show up that's going to really catch your eye, you know, and it feels like that's what you're waiting for. Just be clear. First, you need to be clear within yourself what you want, and then you can ask for the sign to happen, okay? And it will pop out at you, all right? But you got to be clear first, and I completely agree with Tree. Part of you is and I've been where you're at. I know exactly what you're going through. Part of you is still holding onto what you've got going on right now, but you have to really 100% believe that you have the confidence to leave where you are currently at and really pursue the dream and be clear about the dream. Once you do that, it will show up for you.
Okay, perfect.
Good.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks,
okay, take
Peter.
Care. Bye, Peter.
Take care. Yes.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, we've got one more call on the line, but we've got 4 more minutes. So you want to take her real quick?
Yeah, let's do it real quick. And
okay,
then we'll
close it up. Okay, it's Amy from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Amy from Pennsylvania.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you guys?
Good.
Make it quick, huh?
Yeah, like make it quick. No, that's fine. Anyway, we're glad you called. Is this your first time calling us?
No, I called a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
All right. I know you, Amy. I remember you, Amy.
Yeah, I'm the new one.
Okay, cool. What can we help you with?
Well, I actually had a couple things, but I'll narrow it down to one. I sent an email about I had the eights in my dream, and I wasn't sure what that represented.
Oh, this is Amy. I emailed you back. Oh, my goodness. Hi.
We'd like to say welcome back. Okay, so anyway.
Okay. Wonderful.
Yeah, I had the 8-8 in my dream, and I don't know who's showing it to me. But I remember asking, is this like a race car number, or is this a time frame? And they said it's the 8th month. Mm-hmm. And I asked the question, well, what about the other 8? Is that the 8th day of the 8th month? And I didn't get an answer, and I emailed you guys on that because I was like so amazed that I actually got that number so clear, and I woke up and I remembered it. And I know, you know, when things you actually remember, they're so, like, they're actually talking in your ear while you're sleeping. Right. You know that it was meant for you to know. And thank you for that answer. And while I was listening to your show, I was just listening. I was wanting to be a listener tonight, but I had to call in. I was amazed with the other woman on there that was talking about manifesting money, that she saw a bunch of sevens and she got all this money coming in. Well, today I saw all the sevens.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Oh, that's wonderful.
We have to tell you, the angels can see in the future, Amy, so they probably knew you were going to call tonight.
I don't know. I had to hang up. My daughter and son both got stung by a bee, so I had to hang up and call you back. So I was hoping to get a hold of you.
Oh, wonderful.
My husband, we've been financially in hardship, you know, for the past couple of months. And I'm waiting for a decision on something for me, and my husband has lost all his overtime, so he's really struggling to support us. We have three children, and it's just me and him. So I was glad to see something the 8th month, and now that I've seen the 7s, I don't know if something is coming soon, or what do you think?
I know I'm going to give you this real quick, and then Kareen can, because we got to get off the air in just a couple of seconds or minute or two. I think that the 8th month is that August. I also feel that 7s, because, you know, your angels know everything and God knows it all as well. The 7s are a sign of spirituality, but for you, because you saw Kim or heard Kim, I think it's about money, prosperity in every area of your life. And the 8th day could be. So, but don't get caught up on the form. Just let it go. Let go, let God. That's what we say. Works well when we're telling others. Yeah. So it's hard for us, you know.
And the number 7 also, what the number 7 signifies is it actually marks beginnings and endings, okay, and cycles for growth and development. So beginnings and endings, what it's marking for you also is that it's the ending of your financial hardships and the beginning of the new.
Oh, nice.
That's a really, really great, great sign for you. And the money thing, because you heard the other caller on the show. So absolutely additional confirmation.
Yeah, we saw a porcupine on a four-wheeler ride, and my kids keep getting stung by bees all of a sudden. Is there something significant with that?
Bees is also a sign of prosperity, just to let you know.
Geez.
I'm not sure, but yeah. Can't remember. Oh, the porcupines. Shoot us an email. Give us a call. We'll look it up for you. But we've got to run. Thank you so much for calling, Amy. Take care.
Well, thank you. You take care. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Bye, Amy.
Bye-bye.
I think we got to close, Corrine. We've got about another minute so. And so if we've got a manifesting call on Tuesday night at 9:30 East Coast time, and they could get the number at angelcoaches.com. And the best part about it, it's a lot of fun. It's also free. Okay, anything free and fun, I like doing. So
that's right.
And all you have to do is pick up the phone and call. And then we have a lot of classes coming out. You know some of them. Can you share? Because we've got to get off the air in just a second.
But. We've got an angel card reading class. We've got a mediumship class, a future life progression, which is different from a past life progression. It takes you into the future so you can review how your life is going to resolve in the next year, 2 years, 3 years, and a meditation class and all that good stuff. So lots
we're having fun. Yeah, lots of things. So go to angelcoaches.com. All right. Take care, everybody. Good night.
Good night.